when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Tuesday, July 4th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Google updated its privacy policy to clarify how it uses public data to train its AI tools. Now, this does not affect how Google uses private data from users. Previously, Google's privacy policy said it used publicly available data to train language models and build features like Google Translate. The change to the policy now says AI models instead of just language models, adds that it uses the data to build products as well as features, and adds Bard and Cloud AI as examples alongside Google Translate. That's it. That's the change. The changes do not amount to a change of policy. Twitter launched its new version of TweetDeck to all users. TweetDeck is a desktop site that will show you columns that can be customized with a different selection of posts, like maybe friends and family or notifications. New features include full composer functions, spaces, video docking, polls, and more, and Teams functionality will arrive in the coming weeks. However, by August 3rd, TweetDeck will only be available to verified users, and most Twitter users have to pay for Twitter Blue if they want to get verified. After briefly appearing in Google's Play Store, Instagram's Twitter competitor Threads is now listed in the iOS App Store. Now, you can't download it yet, but you can ask to be notified when it's available. While connected to Instagram, Threads will be a standalone app for sharing, liking, commenting, and resharing posts, and it's expected to launch on July 6th. Spill, a short messaging service created by former Twitter employees, appeared at the top spot on Apple's App Store chart over the weekend and remains in the top five. While it's invite only, it counts Lizzo, Questlove, The Roots, and Ava DuVernay among its users. TechCrunch reports that other Twitter alternatives also saw big user jumps over the weekend. Invite only Blue Sky added around 50,000 users, and Post said its new signups rose 10 times since Saturday. The European Court of Justice indicated that Facebook should obtain consent before delivering personalized content and behavioral ads to European users. That statement was part of a wider ruling determining that government competition authorities can consider data protection practices when they're making their antitrust assessments. So the bit about personalized ads is a court opinion, not a ruling, but it will have an effect on policies. Facebook's parent company Meta has not said how it will respond. The Wall Street Journal sources say the U.S. Commerce Department is close to adopting a rule to restrict Chinese companies from accessing U.S. cloud services like AWS and Azure when they include access to AI. Microsoft and Amazon must partner with Chinese cloud providers within China, but Chinese companies could access U.S. cloud services directly outside of China in order to train their own AI products, and a new rule would attempt to stop that practice. The details are expected within the coming weeks. Apple will appeal a part of the Apple versus Epic case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Lower courts ruled that Apple must drop guidelines that prevent apps from including their own payment options in iOS versions of their apps. Apple will argue that that part of the decision exceeded the court's authority in the case because the case was specifically about Epic being denied access to the App Store. And finally, in another sign that we may be at the end of an internet era, Motang alerted us on our subreddit that Snap announced it will shut down its GiffyCat GIF database and delete all user content after September 1st. Snap let GiffyCat's security certificates expire in May, so it's probably not that much of a shock. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. DTNS is off for the U.S. Independence holiday, but it'll be back on Wednesday. If you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.